They are calling for universal background checks, funding for CDC research into gun violence, and a ban on semi-automatic rifles. Elizabeth Love is a Salt Lake City-based organizer volunteering with March for Our Lives. She says safety regulations are compatible with Second Amendment rights.
This isn't an issue of whether there's going to be all guns or no guns. We just want it to be regulated in the way that every other right is regulated.
Parkland students will join local organizers to lead the discussion at this week's town hall. Love says attendees to the Road to Change event will also have the opportunity to register to vote.
Our main focus is getting young people more involved, not just in the issue of gun reform, but just in civic engagement in general.
Since June, the Road to Change tour has been visiting U.S. cities affected by gun violence, as well as places where the National Rifle Association has backed local politicians. March for Our Lives organizers want voters to take that into account. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.